Welcome to the CS Cafe, hey, where we do a little storytelling, mix a little poetry, and seduce your mind. Welcome back. The state of being compatible in a relationship intellectually has gone too far in between. So I'm going to hit you with a piece I like to call, If I Slid You My Dictionary. If I slid you my dictionary, could you articulate my intellect? I mean, could conversations be more than superficial? I tried to help your spelling, but you are stuck on abbreviated stupidity. Come on. Who fails an open book off of literacy? See, I tried so much being your speech therapist, sounding out feelings so you could comprehend, but your eyes lurked in other directions. You just clapped. Ray Charles my actions, and I'm frustrated. You failed my spelling bee on the first round. He couldn't use proper diction to communicate love languages, so he downsized my love and called it lust. Called it clingy because he never knew what it meant to cling to safety. I mean, every relationship had him sleeping with one eye open. If I slid you my dictionary, could you give me the synonym to protect? Like, guard the essence of the stories I tell you from my past and do not use it as targets on gun ranges. He told me he only got his GED as he pushed away my dictionary because it made him feel weak. Emasculated and already flawed man, never knowing how to communicate, he ended it on Facebook because a social media breakup was his lip back for being left behind in the No Child Left Behind Act. Projecting his shortcomings so bitter fruit wouldn't taste sour, he kept asking for me ever since. Block. If I slid you my dictionary, please don't abbreviate sight words to boost your intellectual capability. I already saw your disability. Your translation was disabled long enough to inhibit your motor skills. That's why you do not act in consistency, but soak in bath waters of complacency. I wish you were leveled up to my intellectual satiety. I mean, never being satisfied with adult conversations. Always sat at the children's table to converse with you. Hell, I ain't ever been this short in. Let's not count. I mean, I had to go back to pre-K just to keep you occupied. I was wanting iPads, and you were clinging to leapfrogs and VTechs, battery dying on your never fully charging dialect. Reject. I kept sliding you my dictionary, and you kept rejecting pop quizzes like, what am I supposed to do with a scarecrow heading for the whiz? Brain dead without an emotional conscience. Is the game supposed to be, wait for your maturity? Great minds would be inclined to wonder if Webster failed you because you owned the knowledge but couldn't read it. Like, you put dictionaries on a display case just to show me you could relate but never duplicate. Infringing on my copyright because here lies a man that loves to plagiarize my dictionary but never read it. Loves to photocopy my emotions but never tells them. Stucking on the cloud of, what you doing? Chilling without reciprocity. Going from the bedroom heartless as I'll ever be. If I slid you my dictionary, could you dissect me? Taking swords out of stones just to sit at King Arthur's court, yet never knighting, always jesting for the right prize. Here lies a man that will never take a stand to level up. If I slid you my dictionary, could you lead symphonies with hidden codes in a melody to attract me? Could your body release contractions to rebirth me? I mean, grow me into wifey. Let me stop. Wife. That is the formal term and we don't play about formality. I gave you 525,600 minutes to calculate how you would study my dictionary and comprehend the bare necessities of communication. But consistency wasn't your forte. I prepared a volume of encyclopedias with accomplishments, yet your lack of understanding had them reverting back to dusty shelves where eyes never cracked their spine. If I slid you my dictionary, could you configure all the ways to entice me without even touching me? I mean, could you navigate the geocodes in my treasure map, the activated total submission, or are you only good for surface level interaction? Could you penetrate the solar system of my mind, or are you only good for mechanics between my thighs, mister? I'm tired of daydreaming at the children's table, where I've long outgrown just to tickle your fancy because minimal to you will suffice. If I slid you my dictionary, could you read the rainbow or just call yourself the alphabet and wear me like a beard? I don't think I've ever lived in your textbook, lost in pages you don't even have the passkey to. He's teaching a class on topics he ain't ever prepared, yet my dictionary couldn't even guide him. I kept passing notes in classes, wondering if he'll take the time to read. But I forgot to plan his IEP. Never thought to train him. Did I really need to? Truth is, I'm dying. No use in lying when you failed at CPR. Hate to say this. If I slid you my dictionary, I don't know if you could resurrect me. Thanks for tuning in to the CSCAFE. Did we ride your mind tonight? Did you feel good? Tune in next time because you don't wanna miss this.